have to start the best of with a fart? Is there some reason that's happening?
It's just a cue.
I guess it's a thing now.
Can we not make it a thing?
Just that came from the front.
Just once in a while?
Well, happened to you.
That is the last time we start that.
Sorry, not sorry.
Now that's sincere. I like sincerity. Hey, it's the best of the Drew and Mike show. And it's odd that we're doing this show when there's so much going on. But there is just a ton going on. As we did, we recorded the Friday show late Thursday, as we always do. And then we're doing the best of. And meanwhile, TMZ was reporting that there was some Empire person who had been in a dozen Empire shows who was being questioned as a suspect. It's like, wait, someone from Empire? The person that said, Empire faggot? You can't do that if you work on Empire. And
we thought that it was somebody who maybe had a grudge against him from work.
I didn't think that. But
well, you didn't think that, but Mark and I did.
Well, maybe, but then you realize, no, this would be a co-conspirator.
That seemed like an awful big grudge. And we were looking for MAGA hat types on the cast, but I think that was probably, because it's being reported by a couple TV stations there, and a lot of people are picking up that it looks like it might be a hoax.
Hey!
All a lie.
Which didn't, I mean, a lot of people thought it was. I think.
Oh, a lot of people thought it was.
We questioned it.
A lot of black people thought it was.
Yeah, but the way people winced around thinking that it might be was kind of the interesting part of it.
You don't want to blame a victim.
No, I know, but seeing everybody just find it,
when they didn't find it on surveillance tape,
that was where it began and ended, really.
But there was so little reporting on it. It was all, oh, Jesse, support Jesse. And the Good Morning America interview today was a pretty good example of.
Today being Thursday.
Yeah,
we're supposed to have part two on Friday.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that.
Not going to happen.
It was all,
Robin's going to take the day off.
It was all, he's still a victim. Of course he's a victim. He's been cooperative and so on and so forth. And the only thing I could compare it to was, what if Scott Baio had been attacked by a couple black guys in the neighborhood? And it was a hoax. I think people would have probably questioned it publicly pretty quickly because Jesse checked all the boxes. He's gay. He's black. I didn't know he was losing his job on Empire. I wonder if that's...
I mean,
we don't really know this. This hasn't been confirmed. So, maybe we're jumping the gun a little bit. Don't think so, but sorry, not sorry, if I am.
Mm-hmm.
it sounds like this thing's going south, doesn't it?
Yeah, the police still won't come out and say that, it's unconfirmed. They have no evidence to support the
Conspiracy theorists.
The reporting from ABC in Chicago and CBS, our old friend Brad Edwards.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
I just got his number two.
Is it the same one?
Well, let's see.
Does it, let me see.
Is it with?
555-5555.
That's it.
I think that's the old one.
Oh, it is?
1-1-1-1-1-1-1.
Really? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You accusing Ryan Armani for being out of the loop?
I had it first.
I texted Ford.
Thank you, Ryan, very much.
I can't help but if Ryan's slow getting back. It took him 21 minutes.
Wow, that's a record time.
Ryan's usually on his phone. I've texted Ryan during the 9, and he's texted me back 2 minutes later in a commercial break.
Slow down.
I was ready to call the police because I was worried he didn't reply to your text fast enough.
I was kind of concerned, too.
15 minutes.
He's pretty quick. He's on that phone. I don't think Channel 7 and Channel 2 in Chicago would report this without a lot of confirmation.
No.
Did you check Rafer Weigel's Twitter?
I did not that long ago, but he didn't have anything new. He's the Fox reporter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's been the most skeptical media person in Chicago.
New York Times.
Says what?
Says,
fake news.
Suspected. So they're carrying the same thing.
Are they quoting WLS Chicago?
Probably. Yeah. You got to believe they're...
Okay.
Rafer's got nothing new. Ooh, man, that must burn his ass. Because Rafer's been all over it, and then he doesn't get it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But it has just broke that Fox stands behind Jesse. So,
oh.
Fox, see, the network?
How?
Yeah.
20th Century Fox.
Are they going to hire him back?
Wait, are they the makers of Empire?
Yeah. That's on Fox.
Mm-hmm.
You.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they say the idea that Jesse was, that has been or will be written off Empire is ridiculous. Because he was a major character, you know, on the IMDb where it has like the listings of number of episodes. So far, there's been 75 episodes of Empire. He's been in every single one. So he's obviously a big star on the show.
I think they're burying the lead a little bit. Did he fake the attack? I think we're more interested in whether he was or was not going off Empire. Because if he faked the attack, he might be going off Empire anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's intriguing.
Sorry.
That's very intriguing because that would make this, that would make the basis of the story a little bit off, if nothing else. He may have
You lied to me.
If he did it, he did it for another reason, is what they're saying. So, you know, for what to say about that?
Variety?
I wouldn't lie to you guys.
Variety what?
Variety saying police believe Jussie Smollett attack was staged now. I mean, so it's really catching fire.
Yeah, but aren't they? They're all quoting this the first report.
Right, but yeah, but more. Well, exactly.
That's where
it's like
it
the same kind of fever
dangerous.
That. Yeah, right.
Well, it's just like everyone's quoting him from the stage and everyone quotes him from Good Morning America, and those stories just go and push this narrative that he's this victim who's been, you know, and you're like a racist if you question it. It has nothing to do with his race. It's a weird story.
Oh, I just mean the people picking up the story now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Chicago police have concluded that the alleged attack? Concluded? Did they do that? Variety?
Concluded that it's...
That the attack was staged.
Okay. Well, maybe he wasn't going to lose his... I mean, that whole business of because he was losing his part of the Empire was really funny. I mean, I chuckled a lot when I heard that. But maybe that's not true. This was so frustrating today. Everything is happening as we speak. Amazon leaves New York. Jesse Smollett, R. Kelly video that CNN's looking at, and so on and so forth. But we were having a nice discussion about great hoaxes, if this is a hoax, which it certainly is leaning that way. Balloon Boy.
Oh, that was the best.
That was a great hoax. I love that hoax. What was his name? Richard Heaney? Falcon Heaney?
Dick Heaney.
Yeah, science detective.
We did this for the show.
And then, you know, I don't know if I want to call these hoaxes, but, you know, Duan Sims, the kid from Wonderland Mall.
We still don't know what happened.
We don't know. And but it would
not
be
a
hoax
as much as it is
covering up a crime, it looks like, or, you know, allegedly could be.
But wasn't the hoax that he
was
kidnapped?
A hoax that he was at the mall because he wasn't on any, he was not on the video. She walked into the mall by herself. Right, so that was a hoax.
Serious as your shell thought of Jesse Smollett real quick. Have you seen the Channel 2 CBS story that they did out in Chicago?
No.
The two guys, they have video of the home that was raided.
Yeah.
The two alleged co-conspirators. What a shithole did they live in.
Oh, well, let's
see
it.
They're also guilty of being hoarders.
Can you run it, Brandon?
It's on, it's just on CBS, Channel 2 locally.
Yeah, the way the story goes is that an extra on Empire after the attack flew to Nigeria.
Two of them. Both of them did. They were both extras.
Strange that Nigerians would be caught up in a hoax.
How bizarre is that?
The phone hoax.
Maybe that's why they were selected.
Here you go.
Then when they flew back to Chicago last night, police greeted them at the airport. Look at the police work going on.
Right.
And the police said they nailed somebody's phone being in that area at the time of the attack, and an Uber was taken by one of these guys, apparently. So they
never
pretty well
thought they were going to get caught. We caught them.
So let's watch Channel 2 in Chicago.
For those two persons of interest, she was with both of those men for much of the day. She says that both of them were picked up at O'Hare last night at Customs. They were actually in Nigeria visiting family, and at some point last night, Chicago police were also at their family's home. and ransacked it. I want to show you some of that video from inside the home. We were allowed in. This is that video. I spoke with a family member who was inside at the time. She says that she heard loud banging at the front door, and then that door came crashing down.
Guilty of a piece
of
shit house.
A flood of CPD officers followed. She says that she was patted down by an officer. She was asked many questions, and the woman says that officers also took a number of items from the home, items like electronics, shoes, receipts, bleach, a red hat, and other household items. Both men do know Smollett, according to their attorney.
Now, let me ask you this, though. Do you think they just have a shithole like this, or is this what happens when you get raided? They just destroy your house? Fair.
No, I'd like to pretend they label them a shithole.
Yeah, I'm going with shithole.
They have too much stuff, even if that's post...
going with shithole house.
It's a great sleuth. Empire and claims that both men do not understand why they were picked up. I spoke with her just moments ago.
The people of interest, my clients, they do know Jesse. They have worked with him on Empire. My preliminary investigations show that the on set, it's very tight. They're all very cordial with each other.
Oh, okay.
So
that's all a misunderstanding.
They're baffled why they are people of interest.
And the surveillance image that you see now, that was released by Chicago police. That image was considered persons of interest right now. Chicago police saying that those persons of interest, they are not suspects, but they are believed to be in the area, that those men were in the area of the time that that crime occurred. So, again, that is the image that Chicago police released shortly after this, after going through hours of...
You don't suppose there's a better view of those guys on a different surveillance that they just didn't release?
Maybe.
Yeah,
but they wanted to talk to him, so why wouldn't they release the better version?
How did they know they were coming back?
Well, they knew they were in Nigeria. They knew they were coming back. They met them at the airport. It looks to me like Chicago police were doing a lot more work on finding out what went on here than with...
And they know that letter was sent from the south side, so I don't know where this...
Oh, I didn't hear anything about the letter.
Oh, yeah.
The letter was sent from Chicago?
I believe so, yeah. They had the neighborhood. I don't know the neighborhoods of Chicago very well.
South side would not be anywhere near... where this attack was.
But where were those guys? Where's that shithole?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
And where's the manager?
Yeah, the manager would seem to be a key figure here since he was on the phone, quote unquote.
So weird.
Yeah, the manager didn't want to give up his phone, and Jesse didn't want to give up his phone, and I think maybe we know why he was so sensitive about his phone, because, you know, when he talks about his family, was the police really going to bother his family?
No.
His phone. And it just didn't seem that tricky. I mean, how many phone calls between midnight and 2 a.m. are you really worried about finding something out?
And if you're a victim, redactions. You want to help solve the crime no matter what.
Why does it take 13 days? Mm-hmm. Why a PDF file, which is not acceptable, and you'd think he'd know?
That's why it took 13 days, because they're going, oh, what do we give them that makes it look like we're cooperating?
Pretty, if it is true, pretty poorly planned.
Yeah.
And zero awareness of surveillance.
The chief communications officer of the Chicago police has said that the media reports regarding this incident being a hoax are unconfirmed. We already heard that. Mm. But they said that the source that ABC7 is using is uninformed and inaccurate.
Oh.
Wow.
What about the source that CBS is using? Dun, dun, dun.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting because the media's been very quiet, and it sounds like behind the scenes, a lot of them very suspicious, but they seem to be very cautious to this point, but now Chicago police make it sound like they're not being cautious at all.
That sure is a mystery.
Well, because they don't want it out there before they...
Except saying they're inaccurate, that's certainly interesting.
Well, that could be the whole fact about him being kicked off Empire. Because if it's not 100% accurate,
yeah,
I'd say it's inaccurate.
I don't know. I think this thing's got a ways to go. Just a feeling. I don't know what I mean by that. I have no idea what I mean.
What are the other hoaxes?
The Howard Hughes hoax was a great one because this guy claimed that he had worked with Howard Hughes on his story.
Oh.
And Howard Hughes was a recluse who was a complete hermit and wouldn't talk to anyone. So Howard Hughes wouldn't come out to say that it was a hoax because he didn't talk to anybody.
Oh, and the guy is smart enough to realize that Howard Hughes would never refute a story.
Right. And so this thing got all the way to he cut a deal for millions of dollars with a publisher in New York, and then finally Hughes came out, and the guy even said, "No, he's lying." And so it was took a while to get Clifford Irving, but they did. And then the Hitler Diaries in the early 80s. Oh, somebody said they had the Hitler Diaries, and they were forged. It was fake. Morton Downey Jr.
Like Hitler kept a diary.
I know. He doesn't seem like a diary keeping. A journal.
Yeah, diary.
Morton Downey Jr. hoax was one of the worst. He had the backwards Nazi sign, just like the guy in Cleo.
Yeah.
The guy in Cleo, I guess we can't call that a hoax.
You know what? It's always a backwards swastika, because if you look in the mirror when you're putting it on, then you make it. Oh.
Well, the guy who got the swastika put on his car by whoever it may have been, that wasn't in a mirror.
No.
That was just backwards. That was the guy that had the thing on his mirror that indicated it was Juneteenth, which no one knew what Juneteenth was. And if, you know, if this is a hoax, I think one of the biggest mistakes is he went overboard with the hoax, with the rope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The MAGA.
Yeah, the too Subway. Many specifics. Yeah,
too many things. Bleach. There was another one, too. Yeah, the bleach. The bleach? The bleach is skin white, I guess, right?
Oh, I didn't think about that. I just was thinking, if it were a hoax, what would Jussie Smollett be able to tolerate being thrown on him and still call it a caustic? Like, bleach won't kill you.
Yeah.
Like hydrochloric acid or something.
Hmm.
He wouldn't go that far if he were hoaxing.
I still think there's a way to go with this. I don't think he's going to give it up if there's a hoax. I don't know. It just seems like, we'll see. Susan Smith, I don't know if you call that a hoax or just covering up a crime. Didn't she say, what did she say, Susan Smith?
She set out to kill
someone
her
stole
kids.
Her car?
She said some black man stole her car or kidnapped her kids. Yeah, carjacked her car with her kids in it and then
drove it in the water. Oh, yeah.
And drown him.
Because she's got some hot lesbian lover in prison.
Nice. All right.
Getting it on.
Oh, and when we saw her recently, isn't she better looking now than she was when she was?
She looked looks better.
Scissor. She got a scissor me, Allison.
Jack, you're crazy.
Oh, this is hot scissoring. Oh, scissor me timbers.
I think that was the guard talking, actually. Yeah, in her prison, which I don't know how they got out. But there's surveillance everywhere now, so why not? And J. Paul Getty, the kidnapping, was that a hoax?
Yeah.
They cut his ear off.
It started as a hoax, yeah. Yeah, because then he wasn't paying up the money.
Well, his dad was cheap, and his dad didn't want to pay.
Yeah.
Dad didn't want to give up the cash.
His dad or his grandfather?
His grandfather.
Yeah.
Because you talked me into watching that series.
I haven't finished it either. Yeah, trust.
Either.
Really
I saw
good.
The movie where, wait, who was supposed to play him, and he was replaced, wasn't he? Or was that another movie?
Oh, that's Spacey was supposed to, and it's Christopher Plummer.
Oh, that was also that was also the game.
That was an interesting movie. It wasn't my favorite, but it was mad. So yeah, there was quite a few hoaxes over time, and we don't really know this is a hoax yet, but it just sounds like something's up. And the other thing today I thought was intriguing. First of all, I was hearing a lot about Jesse's lawyers, quote. So in other words, he's not talking to the police. His lawyers are talking to the police. Why are his lawyers? Why would your lawyers need to talk to the police? And he had a PR firm, apparently the one that Harvey Weinstein was using. They did such a great job with him.
The Sandmanin's PR firm
could be Nicholas Sandmanin's PR firm as well. Anyway, I don't know, few things sound askew. I thought the 13 days to get the phone records was kind of
bullshit.
That was just silly.
You handed over the first day.
And the manager. What's the manager hiding? Oh, all his clients. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right.
And then, anyway, it's been a very interesting day. This Amazon story, I really want to dig into that one. I'm sure there will be a lot more reaction. But what I hadn't thought about when we were doing the earlier show was that all those people that negotiated that deal were Democrats. De Blasio.
Oh, because it's in New York?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she essentially blew up the work of her own party.
Yeah, I don't think she cares.
No, I don't think she cares at all. But I think her party cares.
Yeah. I unless she's getting too much credit for blowing it up.
You blew it!
She's taking credit for it.
Yeah.
She's happy. She's celebrating on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Which I don't know. Is that one of those things where she got what she wanted, but that's not really what she wanted? Like maybe she just wanted to make a lot of noise?
Oh, no, I think she wanted it. It's about taking down a big corporation.
I have a feeling
Amazon's going to be around.
There's some good jobs, and it was
really
not going to clog up
changes
the subway.
Nothing for Amazon.
No, and it just seems to me that they were not going to clog the subways. They were not going to destroy neighborhoods. In fact, one of the things they were talking about was the 67,000 jobs that were supposed to be added in addition to the jobs Amazon was adding, and the businesses that were planning on moving into the area, and the condos that were going up, some which have broken ground to go along with this thing.
But I'm telling you, like online right now, it looks like there's a lot of support for this getting kicked out. In fact, your tweet, people are bagging, hey, way to do some research and learn even a little about it before you're even talking about it, Drew.
Oh. Ooh. Yeah. Well, what research would that be?
It's because you're too quick to pounce when it's someone on the left. That's what you're getting hammered. Way to go. This is a good thing that Amazon got kicked out of New York, Drew.
Okay,
I'll take him here.
Go to my Twitter.
Can we have him here?
Yeah, yeah. I'm wondering if it's a shot.
Oh, there's 10 comments. Jesus Christ!
Yeah, Brandon, way to blow it up.
No, do we have a shot again? Really?
Now you've totally distracted.
Somebody else said lock her up.
Yeah. That's right, lock her up.
Crazy, isn't it? What character is she in Idiocracy?
That's right, lock her up.
That's two comments. Jeez.
Yeah, Brandon, but a lot of likes on those comments.
Shut up.
Jeez.
You're getting killed.
Likes on it. What are you talking about?
So you know that'll be a story on GMA because there's two people that disagreed with you.
Wait, hold on.
You're going to be interviewed by Robin Roberts.
Yes. She's going to make you cry.
I'm ready. Oh, yeah. Okay. The poll was 70-30 in favor of it. The 30% is probably 50 times louder than the 70%. I bitched about the deal. And I'll still bitch about the deal. I don't see any reason Amazon deserves tax cuts.
Because
I don't believe they deserve tax cuts. Amazon made billions of dollars last year and got a tax credit. They paid no taxes the last 2 years. I'm not an Amazon fan. I just think to work so hard to get that deal and then blow it up. And some of this is on Amazon, too, because Amazon probably could have put up with a little more shit than they did. But they're Amazon. They don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
So
would it have killed them had they said it when people worried about the infrastructure of the subway? You know, we're Amazon and we like delivering things and making things work better. We'll fix the
drone.
We'll contribute to fixing.
There's 4.3 million people that ride the subway. They were talking about 40,000 jobs. And by the way, how does AOC know that all those people were coming from outside of New York? That's one of her claims is that those aren't jobs for New Yorkers. They're coming from outside.
Because I think the belief is that the unemployment level is so low there. Basically, if you want a job, you can get a job in New York.
Well, how do you know that they weren't going to get better jobs, that people in New York wouldn't move up to Amazon jobs?
It doesn't matter anyways. It brings more people into a tax base, into an economy, which is what makes it grow it.
Well, I'd be really hard put to believe that losing the Amazon headquarters is a good thing for New York. But if you believe that, that's fine. I mean, I don't like the tax cuts, and I don't like that they don't pay taxes either. It's not their fault.
No.
I mean, you can't blame Amazon for not paying taxes if they can legally do that. But, I mean, it does make them a pretty big target. So, and also, AOC's comments in the Yahoo story, I don't know if you read it, but...
No.
She's saying that the $3 billion could be used to pay teachers and do all these other things in New York. There's no $3 billion.
No,
they're tax cuts.
Tax cuts, yeah.
Yeah, there's no three. She's suggesting that, okay, instead of Amazon, we're going to spend $3 million. No, there's no $3 billion, honey.
Yeah.
So, sorry. Sorry to understand the economy.
Sorry.
Sorry to understand. Sorry, not sorry. Sorry, not sorry at all.
Sorry, not one. Sorry.
So, anyway. The best of will be brought to you by Realtor Scott Kunith of Coldwell Banker Weir Manual, that rising star to see what your home is worth, or for help in finding your new one, call 248-797-7746. That's 248-797-7746, or skunith at CBWM. Scott promises to call you back in a timely manner. If you prefer to text, he's happy with that. He'll keep you informed through every step of the buying or selling process. If he doesn't know the answer, he'll get it. His word is his guarantee. We got two great emails about Scott. Just in the last few days, people were very happy working with him. And one who said he appraised their home higher than the other people. And he was right. So there. Scott's the man. And on the best of this week, we're looking at, Maz's yearbook?
Yeah, remember Maz brought in his yearbook?
Oh, yeah.
Which all, and then devolved into a big argument.
About texting.
Yeah, he got very mad because we don't text him back fast enough.
Oh, really?
There's no blackface in that yearbook.
Yeah.
Gracie, the lady, got her hand stuck in the toilet. Those are always fun.
Yep. Remember her?
She's yeah, I do.
Blast.
Brandon's Valentine's Day trip.
Cool.
Wait, is that the one to the lovely place with the ice dams?
No, that's my annual Boyne trip, which I just did this past weekend. But no, this is, I think, just a couple years ago, Valentine's Day.
It's where babies, where'd you guys go? Are made.
I don't even remember.
I didn't remember either.
I think it's Boyne because it's got the story about the gas station.
He almost
got in a fight at the gas station.
Okay, then maybe Valentine's Day coincided with the Boyne trip that year.
By far, my favorite trip is the one to the horrible hotel
with the
horrible manager and all the
ice dams.
Yeah, the ice dams and the what else? Well, the manager was a complete biatch, wasn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
And then we looked up the reviews.
Yeah, she lives there or something. She at least stays there, and she came out in her moo-moo, yelled at us, and gave us our room keys. We went in there, went to sleep, woke up, and hey, look, I had used condoms in my bed.
Oh my God.
They didn't belong to me.
Oh, there's some bad hotels. Oh my God. We need to check some. We need more bad reviews, though. That's always fun to read bad reviews. And then finally, ugly presidents and hung presidents. Did I have my president's book out? Is that weird? Was that what happened?
Well, we were talking about President's Day, and so we started talking. Trudy brought in the ugly presidents. I think that's how it devolved into hung presidents.
I used as a bit on the show that day, my earlier show.
Mm-hmm.
And
back in my bunghole.
He was one of them.
That gets played, yeah.
He was one. He was in two categories of that discussion.
Alrighty.
Amazingly so.
The best of is brought to you by Scott Kunith at Coldwell Banker Weir Manual. Of course, you can reach Scott by calling him at 248-797-7746.
There's a giant sign in our studio, and I don't know why you're looking for the copy when there's a massive sign.
Call Scott.
Scott.
248-797-7746 or email him at skunith@cbwm. I wish these stories were further along so we had some sort of verification or finality to them, but you'll just have to wait till Monday when... We'll probably be a little further along, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. Hey, well, make sure that everybody follows you on Twitter because you will alert them to how your interpretation and the filter that you're putting it through.
And I'll take all the heat from all the Amazon haters, even though we tried our ass off to get Amazon here, even though we really didn't have a chip. But
all those people that hate Amazon tweeting you probably are Prime members.
They still built that 1 million square foot facility in Shelby. It's massive right off a 23 mile road.
They've got another giant facility on the west side.
Livonia.
And they wanted to build. I mean, do you remember the tax cuts we were going to give them here?
Yeah, I wish we would.
We're giving away state and local taxes, and they were going to keep the money.
Yeah.
That was like, I've never seen a deal like that. It seems so insane.
It was what any city and state wanted to give them.
238 cities put in pitches. Yeah. It's not something you do in 20 minutes.
Because of the amount of
economic
workers they're going to bring
impact.
You. Yeah.
Yeah, so you Twitter weasels. Go troll someone else.
Go troll Erica Erickson.
Yeah, go troll Eric. No, we have her back. Yeah. We don't allow that. But I don't know. Maybe we have a lot of AOC fans in the audience. I wasn't really
unlikely.
Sure of that, but it's possible. She's a bright young star in the Democratic Party.
I don't.
She's a goofus.
She ran off Amazon from New York. Congratulations, sir, for that.
Are they going to get shitty Amazon service now because of it?
That would be the worst thing that could happen.
Bezos is not going to deliver to that area code now.
Can you believe Bezos? Bezos, every day he's the lead store.
I know. He's the world's most powerful and richest man.
Can we hear him get off one more time? Because honestly, I'm inspired by his sexual prowess. is so fucking cool. Just before the buzzer. There it is.
That's the richest man in the world.
Listen to the power behind this guy.
I'm going
to
freaking explode inside you. I'm going to spill it. I'm going to fill you up.
I'm going to fill you up.
What?
I'm going to fill you up.
Just let me do the talking.
I'm picturing that head.
Oh, yeah. With extra veins bulging out of it.
And that buff, topless Bezos.
Just goes to show, no matter how much money you have, you're not going to be good at everything.
And his butt pumping.
With a vest on and nothing else. And
her head is above his head. Yeah. Oh, you see her whole face.
So small. Oh, no. She likes it, though, too.
Wow. I'm gonna fucking shoot.
I even got a pain smile out of Trudy.
Oh, Lord.
Was that funny, Trudy?
It is. Well, you drew the picture. Red over his head.
And he's like 5'2". Come on.
I know.
I think she is taller. Isn't Sanchez taller than Bezos?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Remember, Bezos wears lifts, too. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Heels on in that one picture we looked at.
Is she finished? Do we know if she's finished yet?
Oh, Bezos took care of her. You haven't heard of her. Have you heard? No one has seen her.
He hasn't been within 500 miles of her in 30-some days.
He put her on one of those rockets and launched her into space for good.
Could have. That'd be interesting.
Never see her again.
All right. Well, we'll catch you Monday. Enjoy the best of the Drew and Mike Show. Who are we talking to?
Lady that got stuck in the toilet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That'll break things up nicely.
Do you want to do her now?
Yeah, you want to do it now?
Name's Gracie Henderson. I think people have seen that video.
Do it now. She's on Inside Edition. What was she? Was she cleaning the toilet and she got her hands stuck?
That's a great question, Drew. She was trying to unclog it with her hand.
She was burgling. Great.
Why is she trying to unclog it?
So then we have to know that she clogged the toilet.
Well, someone clogged the toilet. Hopefully.
Well, in my mind, she clogged the toilet.
Hopefully it's her own.
Until she tells me otherwise.
Was she drinking a beer or a coffee? What was she drinking when she was holding a drink as they were walking out with the toilet attached to her hand?
Know,
and she wouldn't even put that
so
thing down.
Stupid. And she's in the yard. The toilet is pulled out of the bathroom. It's in the yard. They're about to bust it.
That toilet, you know, is still in the yard, right? There's no way anybody's moved it yet.
It's probably in the garage in two pieces.
Like your neighbor?
Yeah. Well, I had one in the garage for a while, too. Gracie.
Hello.
Gracie! How you doing?
I'm great. How are y'all?
Good. It's Drew and Mark and Brandon. We're here at our podcast in Michigan, and we saw you on Inside Edition, and it looked like a pretty rough day for you.
Pretty crappy day.
Yeah, that's...
She's never heard
I've heard a whole bunch of one-liners. I mean, I'm about over the one-liners.
Okay, we'll try to resist. So,
yeah, it's all right. Nobody else does.
We were debating, I'm sure you're going to be so happy we were debating this, whether or not it was you that clogged the toilet, or was there somebody else that you're blaming for it, or what's going on?
I think it was a little of me and my six-year-old.
Oh!
Probably.
Oh.
But...
Oh, it was a combination?
But I have... A combination of both, but there was no poop. I've read that.
Fake!
Somewhere. There was no poop. I might have actually not done it if there was.
Okay, if it was not poop,
sanitary.
What clogged the toilet?
I really don't know. I never found it.
Gracie.
It would have at least been worth it, right, if I had found it? If I could have just pulled it out, then I could have been the celebrity that got, you know, knocked out of the toilet and had a big wad of toilet paper in my hand. That would have made for a better video. That would have been nice.
I love that Gracie's having fun with this.
Right. Yeah, you know, I mean, it was dumb. I don't know what I was thinking, but it happened.
I have to ask you something, Gracie.
What was going through your mind when you're on the grass, obviously in your yard, I assume, with your hands stuck in this toilet, the toilet's on the grass, and there you are stuck to it, and they're about to bust this thing up. What was going through your head?
How horrible, how awful. I couldn't, I mean, I just never have, I'm a medic, I never heard of anyone ever getting their hands stuck in a toilet. So,
I never heard of that either.
Dinner was full!
Never made that call before, so I just was embarrassed. I couldn't believe that I had made such a stupid decision, but I'd been through a nightmare. I mean, water pipe, first night I moved in, water pipe busted in the wall, flooded the back, one of the closets. I mean, it had been a nightmare, and I was not about to call a plumber again. If I could just fix it real quick,
so
it
you
would
really,
be fine.
You must have really crammed your hand way down there to get it stuck. I mean, I don't know. It seems like I expected to see like a 9-year-old with that toilet stuck to their hand, but sorry.
Well, it kind of just went further and further once I got it stuck, and then the watch got hung. And
oh, you didn't take your watch kinda, off.
No, I didn't even consider the fact that my hand could possibly get stuck.
Crazy.
No, but you still stuck your hand in the toilet with your watch on.
I didn't think it was going to go that far. And if, you know, if it went in, it should come out.
Did you throw the watch away?
No, I'm actually wearing it at this very moment.
It's a stink.
Is it
several showers later, though?
Yeah, how much did you scrub your arm? Like, is your arm just raw from scrubbing it for hours?
Yeah, a little. You know, it was a little sore from just being stuck too. So,
Boy. So
yeah,
you really, your hand must have been way, way in there. Because honestly, I have stuck my hand in a toilet before.
It wasn't that far. Quit it. It was only like to the wrist.
What, is the aperture particularly small? I mean, is there something different about your toilet? I just can't figure out why. Because it didn't look like you had particularly big hands or anything.
No, I don't know how. I mean, in the pictures, it looks like it's way. It was really just to the wrist, but I guess. That's pretty far.
I think my favorite part is when they started chipping away at it in the toilet. The seat moved up your arm like told your face.
No, just, I was like, gross. I am a clean person. I swear. Pat cleaned the whole house before we moved in. It was not a dirty toilet seat.
really took the plunge into viral infamy. Sorry, but do you know how many views?
How many views?
Do you know how many views? I'm not sure that you've. It's been everywhere.
I mean, it's been everywhere. It is insane, and I was just embarrassed for her to post it for my friends to see, much less the whole world. You know, so now I just have to take it with stride because it was dumb. I did a dumb thing. It was dumb. I got stuck. It was dumb. I stuck my hand in there and. Now, everybody seems to think it's really funny.
Well, it sounds like you're flushed with embarrassment.
Brandon! Hey! She said she was tired of these, Brandon.
Yeah.
Now, how many? You must have a ton of radio stations and people calling all day, I'm sure.
Not as many radio stations as, well, I am doing one next week. But
next week? Well, just slow down.
Yeah, I know, right? They're like way late. Y'all
what station?
The Crave. It's a Sirius satellite station. It's Jay Thomas.
Jay Thomas. Oh, okay. Is that on Friday?
Yeah.
I'm just
Tuesday.
Guessing. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think they work Fridays.
Oh, I think you're right about that.
Sucks.
Jay's desperate for me to ask you if you reached far enough to actually somehow get your hand on the ball cock.
Reached it. I got it.
All right.
Okay. Why didn't
that? That makes it better.
Gracie, why did you not own a plunger? Isn't that like
I
standard?
I do. I had literally moved in 2 days before, and it's at the old house, and I just haven't gotten it yet.
The soldier. You can't be without the soldier.
There's got to be one at attention at every toilet.
Hey, listen. For real. And that one Inside Edition gave me, that was not real. She took it back.
What?
So I still don't have one.
Inside Edition showed up with a plunger just because they thought it'd be good for the video.
And kept it.
Apparently. It was her plunger from her house.
Did they also have
from
a shot?
From her house?
Yes. Hilarious. Afterwards, she said, well, we're not actually giving you this plunger. I was like, what?
I would have demanded it.
Well, first of all, I'd like to know it was a dirty plunger before I grabbed it.
Oh, gross.
Start having standards now after you make your hand in the toilet for 2 hours.
I think you've built up your immunity enough.
Did they already have a shot, did they get a shot of you where you're looking into the toilet and the camera is looking out?
Yes.
Oh, God.
It was a GoPro.
Okay.
It was horrible. Well, what should my face look like? Like, I'm looking in the toilet because that's not really, I didn't really look in there at all.
A shot. Like, somebody actually got down on the ground and shot you from
the
below?
Perspective
no,
of
no,
the
they
shitter.
They put a GoPro in the water. Shitter.
Yeah. They did.
Yeah. Yes.
That's hilarious.
In case you wanted to pretend you were the turd GoPro that she was trying to grab.
Yeah, the turd can.
I know. And when they put it down in there, I'm like, look in and act like you're looking. I'm like, okay,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Dumb.
Gracie, what were you drinking? Because you did a very admirable job of keeping that beverage with you for a long time and not spilling a single drop.
Yeah,
it had to be an alcoholic beverage.
Of course.
Yeah,
my wine.
Nice. Your wine. Why do you drink wine out of a giant metal carafe?
It keeps it cold.
No, I know. I like it. It's great.
That's hilarious, though, the fact that they're actually shooting you as they're moving the toilet and you to the outside to knock this thing up, and you have a beverage in the other hand. I mean, we couldn't get over the fact that...
Oh, yeah. While I was sitting on the floor still trapped in the bathroom...
Yeah, what else did you do?
I had my friend hand it to me. I was like, I'm going to need that. This shit is crazy. Literally.
at what point, and how did it feel when they said... We're going to have to unscrew the toilet. I mean, that must have been a pretty big, that must have been a kind of a shock to the system that they had to do that.
Sort of, but at the time I was just like, okay, fine, just get my hand out.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I had been stuck in there for like 20 minutes and they're like, okay, well, we're going to bust. And I'm like, fine. What else am I going to do?
Have you shopped?
I can't just walk around with this stuck to my hand.
Have you shopped you know? For a toilet today?
I went the next day because I had to handle my business in the yard the next morning. I did not have a toilet.
Oh, no. That was the only toilet in the house?
Gross.
The only toilet in the whole house.
I love that Gracie is so honest. She did not have to tell us that.
Couldn't you drive somewhere to handle your business? You had to go in the yard?
I did.
She wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's a nature girl.
Wait, did you still use the toilet that was sitting in the yard?
Yeah, why not put it back together? Tape it together with duct tape.
That's a good idea.
It wasn't that it wasn't that smash, just the bag. You could have sat down on it.
Yeah, it wouldn't have splattered on my feet.
Where's that toilet?
Just kidding. It's still in my backyard.
I knew it.
Well, what do you do with the broken
rid of it ASAP. There's a toilet in your yard. I don't know.
Drive
to McDonald's and throw it in the dumpster.
It's by the curb. I mean, it's like, oh, there's Gracie's toilet every day until they pick it up.
Where's the bathroom? I gotta take it down.
Find a dumpster at a business and take the chance.
I might actually be able to sell it on eBay or something.
No.
Pay for the new toilet.
No, no one's gonna want it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who's gonna celebrate
that. Clean, I swear.
There's gotta be some museum of toilets. There's a museum of everything now, isn't there?
There's gotta be.
I'd go to the museum of toilets.
I mean, the toilet's as famous as I am now. It's got to be somewhere special.
You could donate it and then write it off.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, exactly. That sounds like a good idea. I'll talk to my CPA about that.
Gracie, I would think you'd be in a hell of a hurry to get another toilet. How soon or how long are you going to have to go without a toilet in your house?
I got one the next day.
Oh, you did? Okay. So
yes, I did. I went and got one. I mean, it's the only toilet. We couldn't not... My son kept saying, well, can I just pee in the hole? Because there's a hole in the ground. And I was like, absolutely not. And he goes, what's the difference? I was like, you can't flush it. It will just sit in that hole. You know?
Man. So,
no, you can't.
So don't stick your hand on that hole either, Gracie.
And really, I've learned my lesson.
Gracie, so he had to go in the yard for a day, too?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
He's never going back.
Yeah, that's true. A guy's
well,
just going to be fine with that.
Well, we live on 2 acres, and we had 2.5 before. So he's pretty used to standing off the porch and peeing.
I have good news for you, Gracie. There is an international museum of toilets. The bad news is it's all the way in India. How ironic.
Yeah, hey, they might actually pay for it to come. I'm sure it's hit there, too.
Well, yeah, if you'll box it up.
If
they watch Inside Edition.
Walk into the post. walk into the post office with that. Say I need to ship this.
Yeah, on their account.
Big old bullet.
Well, Gracie, you're such a good sport about this, and you're having so much fun.
Thank you.
I can't believe you're having this much fun. Because we talked, we called the wrong number. You know, we had the numbers backwards.
I gave y'all the wrong number by accident, one number off.
Gracie, you're starting to sound a little bit clueless. You gave us the wrong number. You got your hands stuck in the toilet.
I'm not. This is
Busy. She's a little pooped.
Oh, Brandon!
Oh,
yes. Being famous is tiring.
She didn't even get the phone. I don't.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Hey, Gracie, thanks for talking to us. You're a lot of fun.
Sure, thank y'all.
Seems like it's one of the best things that ever happened to you, at least by
That's
judging how much you laughed.
One of the craziest.
Well, yeah, you have a great day, and good luck with the new toilet.
Thank you. I appreciate it, y'all.
Bye, Gracie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
One of the best things that ever happened to you.
She's having a ball.
Yeah.
She's got a good sense of humor.
She loves it.
Oh, man.
She would not want to change that part of her life.
She was very insistent that the toilet was clean. I see her. I say fake.
Oh, I know.
There's no way.
There's no way.
No.
I bet that toilet was probably, well, she just moved in, so.
Yeah, so someone else defecated on it for years.
True.
They didn't clean it up before they moved out.
It was only her shitter for 2 days.
Oh.
That happened. She barely broke it in.
Ugh.
It's so funny, though. She did not have to tell us it was the only toilet. And that the kid pees off the porch all the time.
She rules, man.
She's pretty cool. And I guarantee you, like, the next time she goes on a date, she's single, right?
I guess so, yeah.
If she goes on a date with some guy, like, a year from now, she's going to go, I want to tell you about the time I got my hand stuck in the toilet.
Here's the video.
You're not gonna believe this. And by the way, how many people would let someone videotape that? I would think most people would go, fuck the camera, get away from me, asshole.
They still would film and make them film.
Yeah, they would anyway. She can't do anything about it.
She's drinking wine out of a metal carafe. Giant, that's honestly like 24 ounces of wine. Good for her. Good for you, Gracie.
Oh, man, she's cool. There's another doll that's creating controversy. It's a doll that has panties. But you can't take them off. They're sewn into the doll.
It's another American Girl doll, yeah.
Why? Isn't that the thrill of having a doll is to see a naked, I mean.
Hey, kids love undressing and dressing them.
Yeah, I mean.
But the panties
I'm not knocking
off.
It or anything or saying that it's creepy. I just think it's normal. And it's probably healthy to see a little mound on every person and think that you're the only person that has a penis.
I don't get it.
Wait, what boys are playing with dolls? You played with dolls?
I played with dolls.
With dolls?
As a kid.
I'm just saying. I mean, doesn't anyone make them naked at some point?
I had G.I. Joe and Captain Action.
Yeah, but I didn't know guys played with dolls. I mean,
well, I didn't want to mention taking G.I. Joe's clothes off.
It's an American Girl doll.
Joe, you're the youngest. Didn't you take.
No, I never played with dolls, but G.I. Joe is not considered a doll.
Sure, it's an action figure.
He's a doll. But you could take his clothes off, right?
If G.I. Joe is considered a doll, then I played with dolls.
You played
wrestlers,
with dolls.
What about wrestlers?
It's an action figure.
Wrestler dolls.
Well, G.I. Joe would be the extent of my doll collection. I had a scuba G.I. Joe.
You remember Captain Action?
No, I didn't have Captain Action.
Captain Action was a guy that you could dress up in any superhero costume.
Sounds like you're still playing with him.
I still have my Captain Action.
Of course. Did you bring him for show and tell?
No, I will eventually. Today is day one of show and tell. Got these magnets here.
I'm already bored.
Hey, Jay, you want to bring up Al Wilson's Show and Tell? It's the perfect song for it.
Show and tell.
Just the game I play.
This is episode number one of Show and Tell, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. This is a key episode.
These are wacky packs.
You're popular like Richard D. Nixon.
Move the newspapers around. And these aren't wacky packs. I forgot what they were called.
I never had a wacky pack.
Valentine foldies. Look at these.
What are these things?
Look at these.
You're clever as Napoleon.
Look at this, Mark. These are Valentine.
Thank God you held on to these.
Look at that.
You're a hero like Eisenhower. I admire you like John F. Kennedy. That reminds me, we got to talk about Von Meter, the Kennedy impersonator, whose career was killed.
Take it easy. I just tossed it to you.
He's 45 years old.
How much are they worth?
I don't know. I bet you they're valuable.
What do they call? I'll look it up.
Wacky packs?
No, wacky packs were the groceries that you changed around. You changed the names of the groceries. These are just Valentines. It looks like I don't know what the hell.
Wait, here comes the hook.
Show and tell. Just a game. You change Dwight Eisenhower into half a Nixon, popping like Richard D. Eisenhower, or You're a hero, like Nixon. And tell me that you feel I admire you like John F. Nixon.
I'm not impressed with show and tell so far. I got to say, I'm disappointed in the wacky packs.
Okay, hold on, man.
Okay.
Those aren't wacky packs, Drew.
I got plenty to show.
Tom Stell hasn't explained what wacky packs are, but those
Valentine
are
Valentine cards. Why don't you look up wacky
Valentine
packs?
Valentine cards?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
These are giant baseball cards?
Yeah.
From where'd you get these?
I don't remember where I got them. They used to hang in my room, as you can see. See the thumbtack holes? Look at Boots Day. Look at the Tigers.
Boots
Phil
Day.
Joe Niekro.
Joe Niekro, an eventual 200-game winner.
Norm Cash.
Well, you should have taken better care of these.
These are just thrown around cards. I have my,
oh, you
my
do
good cards I have put away.
What's your best one? Like what? What's your pride and joy?
I got a Mickey Mantle at home.
Yeah.
I got a Mickey
at
Mantle.
Home.
What year?
Why did he make it to show and tell?
Eventually, he'll come with the good basket with the good baseball cards.
Why you wouldn't bring the best baseball cards for the first show and tell?
No, these were the ones I could reach. I brought my yearbook,
Drew. I think it's about 10 seconds looking for something. I'll just bring this tin.
No, I wanted to bring my yearbook. You a hole.
Man, as the prep is being questioned.
You always talk about my prep anyway.
This is the most prep you've ever done.
But show and tell, this is your moment to shine.
Look at these rookies.
Jerry Kennedy and Lee Bomer.
Look at these rookie stars. Even
realized the card was disappointing.
Look at this.
Santiago Guzman, Sal Campisi, and Reggie Cleveland.
Look at that Norm McRae as a Tiger.
Okay, the cards are questionable, man. Okay,
these are my throwaway cards. Look
why
at
would
them.
You bring your throwaway cards?
Yeah, you didn't throw them away.
Look, Seattle Pilots.
Who is it?
But why wouldn't you throw them away if they're throwaway cards? Why would you bring them to show and tell? I want to see your best cards at show and tell. I want to lift show and tell to great heights.
Look at Gene Lamont.
Let's look at your yearbook.
All right. There you go.
Yes, you're not in the index.
Sure I am.
John Mazaway, Linda Mazaway, Family Mazaway, Mazaway Family, Janice Mazaway.
Those are the different Mazaways that are in there.
But where are you?
I'm in there.
Where's Tom Mazaway?
I'm there.
Where?
Look, everything's in alphabetical order. And I told you we all wore light
messages.
Blue tuxedos.
That's crazy. Yeah. What kind of bullshit policy is that?
That's what we did. And the girls wore like that black V-neck dress.
Let me see if I can read any of these messages.
See, there I am. Joey, here
Maz.
I am.
Look at Maz.
What a full head of hair. It's a good
wow,
head of
it
hair
looks
right
like
there.
It looks like a toupee, possibly.
That's my cousin Janice. I went to school with Janice.
Hey. Tom, I'm glad that we are good friends as well as cousins. You're a great person. Good luck. Love, Janice. Tom, you're a great guy. Good luck in the future. Darren. Oh, it's Darren. Tom.
That's still how he sounded.
This Linda I took to the... I asked her to the prom.
Oh, Linda Master Paolo?
She used to be a color guard.
Did she go with you?
She had great legs. She wore those white boots. No, she already had a date.
Oh, oh bullshit.
Well, she had a date. I took someone else.
Did you kick his ass?
No. I got a great prom story for you. It's sad, of course. It's always a sad ending to my stories.
Tom, you've given me many special memories about high school. You're great. Lots of luck and keep in touch. Love, Linda.
Look at all of these. I had a class of almost 600 kids.
Tom, I'm glad we met each other. I think that you're a terrific person. Let's keep in touch. Love you, Pam. Did you and Pamela Lasso stay in touch?
We didn't. But my friend Gavin, I'm still friends with Gavin.
Really?
He's an actor.
He is?
Yes.
What's he been in?
A lot of commercials and TV shows and stuff like that. Yeah,
if it's making a living.
Singer, he's a Broadway show guy.
Tom, you've been a better friend than anyone could ask for, Gavin.
See? Me and Gavin still stay in touch.
Thanks for that first kiss.
Dear Tom, you're such a sweet guy. I'll never forget you. Thanks for protecting me against Alfredo. What? Who's Alfredo? In English.
Oh.
I already have a
text. Stay sweet and I hope everything works out for you. I'm glad we've been friends. Love always, Linda.
I already have a text. God bless your senior year photo. Awesome stuff. The photo is out already, Joe?
Not yet.
I'm Facebook Live already?
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake.
Tom, you're such a nice guy. I'm glad I got to know you. Good luck in the future. Amelia Layden.
Oh, wait.
Here's Amelia Layden.
I'll find you some of my best
message.
Friends. Don't you want to see my best friends?
No, I want to see chicks.
Don't you want to see I want to show you my best friends.
Can we pick out somebody hot and you can find them on Facebook like you said you would?
Yeah, sure.
You think she's hot?
Oh, what a body. The Lisa girls had great bodies.
Can you look them up on Facebook, see if they're still hot?
I guess you could.
I think you should. They probably have married names. I think Maria Liberti looks like she was hot. She hot? Was she hot? She just take a good picture.
No, she has short hair. I don't remember her.
I don't remember her.
Look at Martha. Ooh,
Deborah. Deborah Krywick.
Martha Nunez was.
She
nice
She might
looking.
Be cute.
What about Frank LaBruno?
Frank LaBruno.
Yeah, what happened to Frank LaBruno?
He's locked up.
He looks like he's going to kick somebody's ass.
That's what I mean. Pam Lasso, she was nice looking.
Let's see some more comments.
She looked good in her dungarees.
What?
Her jeans. They remember they used to call them dungarees?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, don't whop me then.
Well, I call them jeans. Wait, Teresa left you a long message. Do you have something going with Teresa Iasca?
I did not have anything going with Teresa, okay. But she was a friend.
Did she blossom?
I don't know. I lost track of her.
Tuam, it was great having you in journalism class. You made it fun, even though you and Jerry talked a lot.
Something never
Jerry's
changed.
The chief of police of North Bergen now.
I hope
really?
You learned.
Yeah.
I hope you learned to hand in assignments in college before deadline. I want my money. Love, Teresa. You owed her money?
I think I owed her $5 or something.
$5? Well, you borrowed $5 from her. You didn't
remember.
Even date her.
I don't remember. I think it was lunch. I think it was short money at lunch.
Tom, why'd it have to be like this? It was really fun knowing you. I wish you lots of luck in the future, even though your name really isn't Mazaway. Rich Hepperly.
Rich Hepperly. He went to MIT. One of those smart kids.
Oh boy. Are you looking up any of these chicks to see if they're still hot?
Well, you haven't asked me yet.
I just did. I asked you about the Lisa girls. You said they were so hot.
Patty Lisa?
Yeah.
I'll see what I could do.
Find the chick you owe money to and pay her back.
I think better preparation would have been looking them up in advance.
Tom doesn't
know the answer.
Listen, no matter what I do, you're going to bust my balls. What's the difference?
It took him at least 35 seconds to find that and then 10 seconds to find the tin that was sitting next to it to bring in. How much more time do you want him to devote to show and tell?
That would have been dynamite preparation, man.
Give me someone else. I'll look it up. Patty Lease is not in here.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she could be married, right?
She could be.
Oh, you don't know. So you don't know any of these chicks and who they married?
I do know a lot of the girls.
Hey, Janine Evelich? Is she?
Janine Evelich? Yeah, she's on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Well, I know you've been checking her out, huh?
No, because we stay in touch.
Really?
Yeah. I stay in touch with a lot of my people. She has four names: Janine Evelich Crowley Kramer.
Wow!
Why she been married four times?
I don't
three
know.
Times? Twice?
I couldn't help. I couldn't tell you.
She got passed around.
Now, who's the hottest cheerleader in the class?
Well, let's see. Back in the day, Donna DiAguardi was hot.
Well, let's look her up. After this other girl. Oh, Donna DiAguardi?
DiAguardi.
She's not that hot.
Where is she?
Right there. I mean, call me crazy. I'm not saying she's attractive, but...
Well, she was hotter in grammar school.
The hottest cheerleader.
She was hot in grammar school.
You mean she lost hotness from grammar school to high school?
Ooh, she looked great in grammar school.
She should have been cut from the cheerleading squad then. I want girls who are moving up in hotness.
Can't help you.
Okay.
That's it? You've had it?
I guess that's show and tell.
Well, there's plenty of pictures in there and stuff that you haven't even looked at yet.
Oh, yeah. Where are your other pictures?
There's all kinds of pictures in there. You got to try to find me.
But I went in the index.
Try to find me.
You weren't in the index.
Find Maz.
I am in the index.
No, you weren't. There were all those other Mazaways.
What groups were you in? Were you in yearbook? I mean, you took journalism.
Okay, I'm
class.
In the I'm in the S's. S Mazaway and M Maz zone.
These are the sophomores.
Oh, sophomores.
And
okay, so I've got the seniors. Okay. We've seen this picture, so now where else can I see you?
Well, you got to look through the book to find me.
Do you want me to just keep looking while we're broadcasting and
find
people have the excitement of me trying to find you?
I'll find me for you.
Wait, you have a Batman comic book that's inside?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Let me see it. Can I see it for a sec?
Batman?
Yeah. Let's see how much it's worth.
Oh, look, Joe Klecko.
Joe Klecko, the former Jet.
Look at these autographs. Joe Klecko.
I used to love Joe Klecko.
Barry Tompkins, Len Dawson. This is when I had a...
Lenny Dawson.
When I was on the... When we broadcast HBO's Inside the NFL from the restaurant I managed.
Yeah?
You harassed all these
guys,
people?
All these guys were on. Look at that. Lenny Dawson.
Lenny Dawson.
I love the Adam signed notebook paper with lines.
That's all I had.
But you knew they were coming in.
Lama Meld. Lance somebody.
Lance Mel, 56, of the Jets. There's another name. Jet.
That would be, I don't know who that is. Who is that?
Look at these.
His name.
Scott Bruner of the Giants, quarterback. Harry Carson. Look at that. That's a Hall of Famer on a napkin.
Wow. Did you see Harry Carson at the Super Bowl?
I opened Houlihan's.
Did you see him at the Super Bowl when they did the historically black colleges?
I did not.
That guy looks like he could still play. Harry Carson?
Oh, he's a monster.
Yeah, I've seen him in the last
great shape, man.
Wow, I didn't know I had these in here.
No hurry finding your other pictures, man.
Okay.
I'll look them up.
I would thought that there'd be some pages marked for viewing. Preparation is being highly questioned.
Mm-hmm.
Show and tell.
Sorry, I took Brandon's
show and tell is already on probation.
So are we.
I know. You guys make that clear.
Relax.
No, you relax.
No, you relax.
Why don't you answer a text once in a while?
Why? What do you mean? What did you text?
Yes,
me?
You look like you're hot. Jeez.
I am.
Easy.
What did I not reply to?
You never answer my texts.
Do you ask questions?
Yeah, constantly.
Well, I'm not sitting around waiting for text from you.
Yep.
Let's see. I want to see what the last text I have from Tom is.
I text you 100 times a day.
No, you don't.
100 times a day?
The last one I have is from February 1st.
You're a little obsessed with Mark.
From February 1st.
Mark, I texted you 10 times today.
Oh, are you talking about the group text?
You and Drew.
Yeah,
that's
and Drew
group.
Replied. Do I just have to echo whatever Drew says to satisfy you?
He replied like 5 minutes before I got here.
What, that wasn't soon enough?
No, it wasn't soon enough.
What did you need to know?
Oh, he replied earlier.
I wanted to know what time we were going to start tonight. I texted him at 10 in the morning. What time are we starting tonight? You know what time he texted me? 5:10. We'll come at 5:30.
Yeah, but he also texted at like 12:30.
Here's the cheerleader thing.
Wait, I was undergoing the whole Brandon thing took place at 12:39. You wanted to have the two girls on. I said, we only have one phone line. How is 6:30 for the girls? Brandon can't do Tuesday. I will tell him to take off today. So I was dealing with the emotion of the Brandon issue with his wife. Then Maz, I've already talked to him. Both the girls live together. They'll be on the extension. That's okay. That's me. 5:30 today at 4:56. That was after I finally got the message from Brandon that his wife was bummed. He was trying to get V-Day off, and I told him not to bother. I was at 4:53, so only 2 minutes later, after having full information, I'm going to do this.
Here's a picture of me. Here's one.
You're in the... Okay. All they need now are their press cards and their hat bands. These serious journalism students are Tom Mazzoway. Where's Maz? Wait, is that you, Maz?
Yeah.
Wow, those are some huge glasses.
Yep, I had some big ones.
Damn, look at those. But Maz, while you're still looking, how many pictures are of you in the yearbook?
I don't remember. I haven't looked at this in years. But these are like the class awards. Like best smile, most musical, class flirts. I was up for four of these damn awards, and I didn't get any of them.
Always a bridesmaid?
I was a bridesmaid. I want to show you the people that beat me out.
Okay.
All right? This son of a bitch over here beat me out for most friendly. Steve Edwards.
Impossible.
No effing way.
Impossible.
He should have beat me out for most
friendly.
Can you
give us an example of when he was not friendly?
I don't even know him. I don't even know that kid.
He must not be that friendly, but you must not be either. If you guys didn't know each other,
I didn't even know I was going to be nominated. I had a huge class, man.
Did somebody stuff the ballot box?
That was a definite ballot box stuffing.
Okay, wait. Class flirts. Yeah, I could see that. Those two. Was she hot?
Which one?
Darcy Jorgensen.
Oh yeah, Darcy.
Yeah,
was
she looks like she was hot. Best dancers. Who knows who's the best dancers in high school?
Well, we had dances.
Class cuties. Who wants to win that? Best personality.
This guy beat me out for best personality.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he have a good personality?
Yeah, he was all right, but I think I should have won that.
These people are married?
No, they just call him Mr. and Mrs. North Bergen.
Oh, okay. Most versatile. Is that for the class slut or something?
I don't know. Look at all of these. This guy beat me out for best dressed. I actually was up for best dressed.
Best dressed? Really?
I was. I used to dress pretty good.
What was your style, Maz?
I was a 78 to 80 chic.
Slacks.
I wore slacks. Of course I wore
jeans?
Slacks.
No dungarees?
Never wore jeans.
Button-down shirts?
Always had a button-down shirt.
No T-shirts?
No, I never wore a T-shirt.
Me neither.
Never wore
Kidding.
T-shirts.
Of course.
Of course. You live in them.
I do.
Class pals, I got nipped out.
Which class pals?
You know, you had a girl that you palled around in.
Oh, you mean like a friend stuck in the friend zone? Is that what that means?
Exactly.
I wouldn't want to win that.
I was up for that.
I could see him in the friend zone always. Her, too. She looks like Janice Ian.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think she gave it up.
It's 17. She looks like Janice Ian. It's 17.
I never liked that song.
Well, how could anyone like that song? I'm amazed it was a
number one. It hit number one back
in
the day.
But it was about being a total loser. I learned the truth at 17, that life was meant for beauty queens.
Look what t-shirt that they had featured. The Farrah Fawcett t-shirt.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know, Maz. I'm concerned about the future of show and tell already. After the first time, I think there was a lack of preparation.
I told you what I was going to bring in the first day. I said I'm going to bring you my yearbook.
But couldn't you have just flagged the pages you're in or the
that
other
means I would
pages?
Have had to look through the entire yearbook ahead of time.
Exactly.
That's good though. That's preparation.
That's true.
I like it when you give in, Maz. It's usually way too late.
I have no leg to stand on.
Hey, Brandon, how was your Valentine's Day event, which would not allow you to switch with Maz?
Yeah, I apologize. I wasn't able to switch.
No, you had plans. You had plans.
I didn't know until the day before. And, you know, it's a bummer because the last couple days I've been
listening. Wait. You didn't know what until the day before?
I didn't know that Maz
that he was being asked to switch.
Yeah.
I thought you meant that you had. I thought you meant that you had Valentine's Day plans.
No. The plans.
That was planned months ago.
Yeah. Plans were made weeks ago. Kristen had made plans with her best friend and her fiance, so I couldn't get out of it. So I've been listening to the podcast, and you know, Maz was always so sweet to me. And
what's bringing it to you?
Now he's totally shifted spices and he's salty.
He's undercutting you.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Kristen's best friend, can you tell me this? Can you tell a story that you told that one time? The ice machine? Is that the same friend?
The ice machine.
If you don't want to tell it, don't tell it. Don't tell it. It's fine. Nobody knows who they are.
Do they listen to the podcast?
One individual might.
There was an engagement that was being taken place.
There's no need to use names. I mean,
no, they don't know. No one knows who it is.
There was an engagement taking place, and we were supposed to go and surprise the bride to be just by showing up and say, "Hey, all your friends are here to celebrate your engagement," and so.
He had just proposed?
Yeah, and okay. So he was setting this up, and they were staying at one of our casinos in downtown Detroit. So we show up, and we go up, and we're going to try to get into the room. You know, surprise, hey, we got balloons, we got this, that, the other. There's a few of us all together. However, they wouldn't let us up the elevator without a key card because we weren't staying there.
Right.
So we had to talk to the guy, hey, get down here and bring us up. Oh, okay. So he makes up this excuse, I'm going to go get ice for this bucket.
He'd already proposed. Okay.
Yeah. And then he comes down, he gets us, we all get in the elevator, go up, and oh, this is going to be a fun night. And I happen to be the first one through the door, and it seems the bride-to-be was very happy about being engaged.
Oh, no.
And she had planned to set something up, and we...
While he was getting ice?
Yes.
Yeah. She nude?
Pretty close, yeah.
Oh,
in waiting. And we walked in, and it was kind of immediately a run out and wait in the hallway. Yeah. And my buddy, after all is said and done, he gets out and he goes, "Oh, man, I cock-blocked myself." It was really funny.
It's hilarious.
Oh, man. Well, they had all night, though. I mean, not like you said, stay all night.
Yeah.
Well, she may have fallen out of the mood.
Yeah.
That was fun. But we did have Valentine's
Day. Hot?
Oh, God, gorgeous. Gorgeous. We did have Valentine's
Day. Treat.
Last night.
I don't expect a treat. Not your fault either.
And we actually kind of won, me and my buddy Gino won, because he came over and he brought over these glorious steaks. I'm talking, these things are huge.
Oh, my God, you're obsessed with steak.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, I've sent you pictures of steaks before.
I know.
Check these bad dogs out. Look how big these.
That's a steak, all right. What is this video?
God.
I took a video of steak.
There's so many. Look how big these things
are. If Mark saw you with your phone recording that, he'd be criticizing you.
I would be, yeah.
I don't care. This one's worth it. So,
look at that guy filming his steaks.
Well, and then he showed it to us, Drew.
Well, he used it. I mean, we have to credit him for that.
Me and my buddy ate these.
Those were good looking steaks.
Oh, it took us like 45 minutes to eat these damn things.
I would have taken your word for it without the video, though.
You needed to see the video.
Not
They're
really.
So big.
I believed you.
Let me tell you how good they were, man. This morning, I go into the bathroom at work and I drop this triumphant dump. And I'm telling you, the entire bathroom
smelled like the steak.
Smelled like Outback Steakhouse. It was awesome. But my buddy Gino and I, we actually got out of the movies. We didn't have to go to the girls ended up going seeing 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, God.
And we got to hang out and, awesome. And sit in a food coma. So
what a nice Valentine's Day.
It was.
Wait,
it was,
they went off into another room and watched 50 Shades of Grey?
No, they went to the movie theater.
Oh, they went to the theater.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's on demand, isn't it?
No, it's
no,
the new
it's
one.
The brand new one.
Oh, the new one.
It just
okay.
came out.
Okay.
Got its ass whooped by Lego Batman.
Lego Batman, did you see that?
Why didn't you and your buddy go see a Lego Batman?
That's one.
We had to eat. We had to eat the steaks. It took a long time to eat those things.
Wow.
It was special. Special.
Brand on. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Maz was right
effort.
About Monday, though. I did text him when he told me, hey, I'm switching. I'm going to be on tonight. And I did tell him, man, I feel like ass anyway. So this, okay, fine. Because I was coming off that bender up in Boyne. And my body was just, man, I'm,
oh, how was the bender in Boyne?
It was...
I thought there was an out-of-state bender.
No, that one's Vermont, and that's okay. coming up in like 2 weeks. And that is going to be... Oh, I didn't even... That's going to be a shit show. I'm already... I'm nervous Oof. About that one, traveling to Vermont with those dudes. But Boyne was great. We had a good time. The first run on Friday, one of our buddies broke all his ribs, and so
what?
Great.
Yeah, he busted up himself. He fell on the first run, and this is the dude. It's his bachelor party we're going to in 2-3 weeks
oh,
to Vermont.
God,
so it
sucks.
Yeah. But aside from that, we had a great time. We stayed at a much better place than we have in the past. We have great cabins now at the very bottom of Boyne, kind of surrounded by water. It was great, and the girls were there. They took care of us, cooked us a lot of food and stuff, but you can't, for some reason, we can't go up to Boyne without something crazy happening. And, you know, the injury itself was pretty crazy, but there's a gas station. It's like a 30-second drive from our cabin. And my buddy and I went in there to purchase some alcohol. And I was already in the bag. I'm wasted. We've been boarding all day. I'm tired, but I'm really drunk.
Looking forward to a big steak.
And I walk in, and I immediately have to just... you know, take a beeline to the bathroom. I got to go. So I walk into this bathroom. It's gas station bathroom. I go, I take a piss. Big deal. I did notice, and this is kind of dumb, but I noticed, I didn't put the seat up. And so I even did the courteous thing, and I wiped the toilet seat before I head out of there.
I hope you had a hell of a piss.
Yeah, and it was. It was one of those ones where I just immediately had to go, and I was moaning while I go and I purchase this alcohol, and as I'm about to leave, I hear this voice that say, hey, next time you're in a public restroom, flush the goddamn toilet.
Whoa.
Huh?
And I'm kind of like smiling. I'm like, oh, what's going on? And I look over, and the guy's staring at me. And I was like, oh, man, I didn't flush the toilet in there? And he goes, no, you didn't flush the toilet in there. And I said, oh, okay. I was like, oh, well, I thought I did. Well, you didn't. And he's just, he's just.
Who is this guy? Is he a customer?
No, he just hangs out in bathrooms to make sure people flush the toilet.
He must be a local up there in Boyne Falls or something. But he was about, if I had to guess.
Was the
age,
bathroom attendant?
No, he wasn't. He was just a customer.
I guess gas stations don't typically have bathroom attendants.
He was like 65.
Classy
he was short.
Do.
He was stocky, kind of fat. He's there with his wife. And I'm there with my buddy, Kenny, who's like 6'8", big grizzly guy. And she's staring at me and at Kenny. And she's like, you know, scared out of her mind that, you know, this guy is talking a lot of crap to us. And she reminded me of that that kid who got busted whacking it in the library. His mom, Larry!
Oh, yeah. Mike Cooper?
Yeah. She reminded me of that. But I asked him, I was like, are you really this upset about it? And he goes, no, that's not a threat! And now he's, he totally misheard what I said, and he's, get out of here! And it was just a really odd situation.
All he did was pee in the
toilet. Because of a little bit of urine.
Why didn't you say, I'm trying to save the environment by not flushing?
Well, you know.
He was hammered.
There's many lines that I should have used, you know. If it yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. I was actually purchasing a Snickers. I should have offered it to him and say, you're not yourself when you're hungry or angry.
That would have pissed him off.
Yeah, but I ended up kind of walking away from that one. I'm not going to pick a fight with this dude, but there's just always...
Well, you want to beat up an old man in a gas station bathroom?
No, not at all.
Something
I got to say something.
He's so mad at
gas station bathrooms, it's not the ultimate place for etiquette. I mean, I don't have huge expectations that the bathroom's going to be in first-class condition when I go in there. In fact, it usually smells like a sewer.
That's why he's doing God's work, by making sure people flush. He's trying to keep that etiquette up.
Well, the Maybe seat was in reasonable condition.
I'm so used to these toilets that flush automatically these days. I don't know.
Millennial.
President's Day on Monday.
Oh, you have Monday
you get off?
Yeah.
What? Fuck. We take a day off and lose
get
money
up at
now.
3 in the morning.
Why don't we have a we need a holiday program on this podcast.
Declare it. declare your holidays.
I want to. Wait, you have Monday off, President's Day?
Yeah.
Greater Media never had that.
Yeah, new company.
New.
I'm not happy with this development.
Really? Who are you going to complain to?
You should have to work. How many people have President's Day off? Is that commonplace?
I
bet in Detroit it's more common.
Unions
probably have it, right?
Yeah.
I wasn't going to second guess.
Wow. So were people...
Your quibble.
What are you going to do to celebrate it?
Heard that?
What are you going to do to honor these past presidents?
Well, I did look up maybe on the air. The ugliest presidents. I thought maybe... You know.
Oh, the ugliest presidents?
Oh, Taft.
Yeah.
Taft's got to be
what's
way
the order?
Up.
What's the order on that? The ugliest presidents.
Let's see. It's part of this didn't print, so...
Nixon's got to be high.
Nixon is number 10 on one list, and Taft is pretty universally number one because he looks like a walrus. William Henry Harrison was, he was horrible.
Henry Hank? What? He was?
Look him up.
He's the worst president of all time from Ohio, right? Harrison from Ohio? Like,
he was
20s.
Taft was from Ohio, wasn't he?
What year was William Henry Harrison? Was he right near Lincoln?
And he put all his
20s.
Tammany Hall, isn't that all that crap?
Might have been, but Rutherford B. Hayes,
Wrong.
Rutherford
really?
B. Yeah, yeah. He was
He
wasn't even that unfortunate looking, but.
How about any modern presidents in there besides Nixon? LBJ was kind of an ugly.
And Lyndon made the list. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, LBJ.
We can't mention LBJ and not play the best presidential audio of all time.
Absolutely, and also the shower issue where he had to have them. Redirect the shower so his butthole, his bung hole, I think he called it.
Hey, guys. Welcome. Add from Miller High. And he put mirrors all over the bathroom, too.
Yeah.
Yes, Joe Hager. He is calling the head of the Hager Pants Corporation.
Your father, the one that makes clothes?
Yes, sir. We're all together.
You all made me some real lightweight slacks. He just made up on his own, sent to me 3 or 4 months ago. It's kind of a light brown and a light green, rather soft green and soft brown. And they're real lightweight. Now, I need about 6 pairs for summer wear. I want a couple of maybe 3 of the light brown, kind of a almost powder color, like powder on a lady's face. Then there were some green. And then maybe some other light pair if you had a blue in that. Or
do we just send you a catalog?
I'd have one blue and one black. I need about 6 pairs to wear around in the evening when I come in from work. And I need about a half an inch too tight in the waist.
Now, do you recall the exact size? I just wanted to be sure we get them right for you.
No, I don't know. You all just guessed at them, I think, son. But wouldn't you have the measurements there?
We'll find them for you.
I can send you a pair. I want them a half an inch larger in the waist than they were before, except I want 2 or 3 inches of stuff left back in there so I can take them up. I vary 10 or 15 pounds a month.
What?
All right.
So leave me at least 2.5 or 3 inches
that.
Back where I can let them out or take them up.
Yeah, we got
and
it.
Put, make these a half inch bigger in the waist. Make the pockets at least an inch longer. My money and my knife and everything fall out. Wait just a minute.
He carried a knife around?
He carried his wallet?
Is this guy writing all this shit down?
No, he's just going,
He's just writing in the air.
Hello?
He's just going to look for the old order. And
keep going.
The pockets, when you sit down in the chair, the knife and your money comes out.
Don't
so I need
body,
at least another inch in the pockets.
Where the fuck is this recorded?
There you go.
Now, another thing, the crotch down where your nuts hang is always a little too tight. So when you make them up, give me an inch that I can let out there. Because they cut me. It's just like riding a wire fence. These are almost the best that I've had anywhere in the United States. But when I gain a little weight, they cut me under there. So, leave me. You never do have much margin there. Let's see if you can't leave me about an inch.
This guy on the other end is like Anna Nicole Smith's son.
Under my back of my bunghole. So I can let it out there if I need to.
Back to my bunghole.
Now, be sure you got the best zippers in them. These are good that I have. And if you get those to me, I would sure be grateful.
White House.
Where would you like him sent?
White House.
I don't guess there's any chance of getting a very lightweight shirt.
Guys, this guy wearying.
I know.
He's just wearying.
Don't you have a country to run?
Doesn't he have somebody who can do this?
I know.
You want someone else handling the extra space between where your nuts hang and your bung holes?
Extra long.
Extra long, is that what he said?
I don't know whether that's too heavy for a shirt or not. I think it'd be too heavy for a shirt.
Yeah, what's a shirt made out of whatever the pants are made out of?
Same color matching it, if you don't mind.
I don't think this other guy's even paying attention.
Get me one to match each
just
one.
Send
them
everything.
We'll order some more. I just sure will appreciate this. I need it more than anything. And
oh, Christ, more? I know. Why wouldn't they send someone out there with a measuring stick?
I could get a jacket made out of that if I wanted to, couldn't I?
A jacket and a shirt?
Yeah, he sent me some jackets for some earlier, but they were way too short. They hit me up about halfway down my belly. I had much longer waist. I thought
much
if they had material
waist.
Like that and somebody could make me a jacket, I'd send them a sample to copy from.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you will send us this, we'll get it.
Oh, yeah, the president's going to send it.
Okay.
We can supply the material to match it.
Okay, I'll do that. Now, do you give this boy the address, because I'm running for a funeral, and give him address just how to dress these trousers. So we'll
nice being late to
you.
A funeral, because you're obsessed with the space
at
your bung hole.
Add a half inch to the back, give us an inch to the pockets, and about an inch underneath so we can let them out.
In other words, you like just a little more stride in the crotch.
More stride in the crotch.
I want you to build these at least a half inch more and then leave me some in there.
Yes, sir.
Okay, here he is.
You're glad you're giving joy to others.
God, how annoying.
Is that not the best presidential audio?
Well, about a minute of it.
Aw.
The bunghole.
The burp.
I'm just stunned that he goes on and on about an inch here and take an inch there. Doesn't anybody measure his clothes?
Yeah, there's got to be a White House tailor.
He sits on the phone with guys telling him all that crap. That's unbelievable.
He is obsessed with crotch comfort.
He is.
From the shower to his
pants. And butt comfort.
Yeah.
No, he's really a freak.
Would he have been...
No wonder
he's
so inefficient.
Did they ever track presidential wang size?
Oh, wow.
Do you think he was hung? Probably is that why
well,
he always
you know what
he, all that
he
room
was,
in his
he
pants.
Was, he big claimed dude. He was hung. In fact, I think I'm pretty sure about this. I think he brought his dick out to show people on occasion.
Oh, well,
I think
he had meetings
wrong about
in the
that.
Shitter.
Yeah, no, he was crazy. He had meetings in the shitter. He did.
Actually, you know what, Drew? He showered nude in front of the plumber. Remember, because he wanted it to be so powerful. So he's like, you got to watch me shower, and because he wanted it to hit him in all those exact spots.
Yeah, right.
So he would shower nude in front of
the plumber. Oh, so the plumber could see
everything.
Wow.
See his butthole get pounded by a jet of water. He also had a switch in his shower that would make it go instantly hot, you know, because he liked it super, super hot.
Shock
his
butthole.
He flip that switch so it would go instantly cold. He liked to flip it back and forth.
Nut.
Yeah.
Nutcase. Terrible president, by the way.
Well, civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
Civil Rights Act.
One-termer.
Yeah.
Civil Rights Act, though.
Didn't even run in 68.
Yeah, because of the Civil Rights Act.
Do you have research that verifies he has...
Oh, rumored penis size, 8.3 inches.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, my God, everybody.
He lost 3 inches in a surgery, too.
Harding. Is he the
Harding,
guy from
11.4?
No.
He was a big fuck-off, too. He cheated on his wife like
That's
crazy.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Ladies loved him.
Constantly the worst president ever.
Yeah.
Supposedly, yeah.
He died after 2 years, too.
7 inches.
7.1 for JFK.
7 inches.
What did JFK not have?
Andrew Johnson.
14.4 inches. Jonah would be furious. You should call Jonah and tell him
which
president
was
the bigger
was that?
Penis. Andrew Johnson.
Johnson.
Because of his name.
The President's
FDR.
Day call to Jonah Falcon.
How long is FDR? No penis size? What is this?
Oh, he had five.
5.7 inches. Oof. Disappointing.
Wow. What did Nixon
very powerful.
What Nixon had?
Nixon,
for all of being Tricky Dick, had...
Nixon had a chode. I don't know why. Just picturing it.
All
right.
That's all the research on that subject?
Trudy's not happy.
Can't we get...
more.
Who's that presidential biographer? Can't we get Nancy... What's her name?
Oh, yeah. Kearns Goodwin?
Oh, yeah.
Doris Kearns
George
Goodwin.
Knows everything.
What was Abe Lincoln slinging? Come on, people want to know.
We'll be here Sunday night, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Get the deal. Although I wasn't expecting President's Day, so we'll survive.
You can give yourself the day.
I know, but no work means no money.
Oh, that's
lucky.
So, yeah, I think we'll be here Sunday night for Monday. We never took President's Day off in the past, so I feel like taking the Beasley Day doesn't seem right.
Oh, okay.
Not that I'm denying you should have it. It's great. Did you gain holidays overall, or did they take one away?
Oh, I think we gained, yeah.
Sweet.
I'll make sure I text you. Na-na-na-na-na.
Did you get Veterans Day or something like that?
How about Good Friday?
Thought we did.
Oh, Good Friday. That's a big one. Because we lost it? That one.
I don't know. I've got to go back to the handbook and take
it. I want to know.
Yeah,
it's important.
Almighty handbook.
All right, have a good one, everybody. And we'll
yeah.
See ya.